We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up? We're back. Well, I'm back for another brand new episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast / Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. So before we dive into today's episode, actually, I want to hold that off for a second. Yeah, so to kick off this first episode of the live stream and podcast for 2023, we're going to recap of 2022, of our, highlight some of our, mine and Crazy Fitness Guy's greatest accomplishments. Well, that's the whole gist of this episode today. Just to kick off the new year in a motivated mood, etc. And we're going to keep this around 40-ish minutes. Or 30, whichever comes first. So sit back, relax, and let's get motivated. I mean, I'm already motivated. I started at 15. Before we continue, I spent this week at 15 business tasks, and I'm down to 10. I want to see if I can get down to 9 before I go to karate tonight. Maybe 8 if I'm lucky. Probably 9 though. Let's be realistic. So, and I just started back the work year this past Monday, and I started with 400 plus emails. Yay! And it's actually my first time ever not looking at my emails in 2 weeks. That's impressive for me, to be honest, because in recent times, I've sometimes took a sneak peek, but this time I actually made it possible that I didn't do it, which is awesome. It felt good, too, because when I came back, I just like, delete. It was so much fun just deleting it all. It was like, garbage. Oh, look, garbage. Okay, I'm sorry. I got off a little topic, but it's Friday. It's 3 o'clock. It's my first week back, and just go with it. It's who I am. It's my personality. So without further ado, just to kick it off, and let's go to, sorry, okay, that's not working. Oh, it is working. My bad. So, if you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Jimmy Clare Speaker on Facebook and Instagram, and Jimmy Clare Speak on Twitter, and 100 plus other platforms. And you can follow Crazy Fitness Guy on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Crazy Fitness Guy. And you can subscribe to this live stream every week to watch on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, the Wisdom app, and Blast Radio. So go check us out on Blast Radio and everywhere else that I just mentioned. And once this podcast goes live, You can listen to it on Apple, Google, and Spotify, and 100 plus other platforms, which would be probably illegal to name all of them. Or maybe not. I'd like to make a joke. Because, you know, since there are so many gosh darn laws for around the internet, regarding the internet, just regarding everything else, might as well. So, yeah, and also, I want to draw one other attention. One other small detail to you before we dive into today's episode or show, whichever you prefer. Let's go with that. Before we jump in, I also want to point out that if you do see the link in bio page on social media, there is a broken plan for the premium podcast, but I will be fixing that this afternoon, today, right after this. So you can hold me to that because I will do it. I've already got 5 things on off of my business task list to do today. Sorry, I'm a little lost for words. So let's dive into today's episode, shall we? So in 2022, and I'm going off at no notes whatsoever, because let us say I made a few mistakes with goals last year. A lot of them were a little way out of reach, a little bit of not practical, and I admit that. So, and let's just say I did not do a good job of tracking some stuff. I mean, the website numbers, etc., whatever. I'm not going to bore you into the details, but so in 2022, I was featured in 18 total publications, various different sizes, some bigger than others, but it's still great to be featured in multiple different publications, digital or not so digital. I mean, like book paper wise, like magazines, etc. So that was great. Crazy Fitness Guy also, I don't know if I shared with anyone of this, and if I did, well, you're gonna hear it again. That Crazy Fitness Guy was honored the 101 best fitness startup companies in Pennsylvania. And that was the last year in February, if I'm not mistaken. And so that's also up on the website. It's under the awards page, which that is also new, which was one of my tasks this week to do. And so Crazy Fitness Guy got that award, which was cool. And I'm actually Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast has reached 1,600 total downloads, which is awesome, especially because I jumped 2 different hosting providers. One due to personal reasons, and 2, the analytics was a little unhelpful, just a little. What's an estimated number of subscribers? How helpful is that? It's not. It's garbage. So, because I jumped those two from those two platforms, the analytics don't come with you. So I had to get, so I lost everything. I would say lost everything, but I started back at 0. So to be back at 1,600 total downloads is amazing to me, especially because it took me, I started this podcast back in April 12th, 2020. So that means I was on that platform for 2 years. Yeah, 2 years. And it took me to get 2 years to get to 2,000 total downloads. Now it's only taken me only 10 months to get to 1,600. So a lot less. Sweet. And the reason I paused was just because I was trying to match up the time frame, etc. My brain can't think super fast. I'm not the fastest thinker in the world.
Forget everything that you know about a web browser, because you will be blown away by Sidekick Browser. It's no ordinary web browser like Firefox, Google Chrome, Microsoft Edge, and all the other web browsers out there. It's based on productivity. And let me just name a few other functionalities that it has. It's very fast. It blocks ads by default. You don't see that with Google Chrome, do you? Nope. And there's also a built-in sidebar, so you can have all your tools and systems all in one place without having to go search and wait for the web page to load. It's just right there with the click of a button. Try Sidekick out below with the link in the show notes and descriptions for more information about Sidekick. It'll boost your productivity probably tenfold. Because that's what I use it for, is productivity. Check out Sidekick and tell them I sent you.
Doesn't mean I'm not smart. It just takes me a minute just to figure stuff out, especially because I got a lot of thoughts going on in this brain, which drives me sometimes crazy, hence the name Crazy Fitness Guy. And I'm wearing my swag Crazy Fitness Guy sweatshirt, which you can also get in the Crazy Swag Shop. And yes, I just did a promote. Sorry, but not sorry. So the next goal, the next accomplishment that this is a personal accomplishment. I read 18 books in the, I'm going to go with the number 17 or 18 books last year. And I messed that up a little bit. I was on the path to get to 20 books, a little bit over 20 books last year read. However, it did not turn out so well because towards the end of the year, can you guess what happened? Anyone? I got caught up in the last few tasks of the year. And when I went on break on the 16th of December, I did a few extra days of work just to finish. It wasn't full days, but just finishing up a few extra projects that were. And I set up a limit, a rule for myself that whatever was started last year and I stopped and I came back to it, that's what I had to finish up for 2022. And I had only two tasks left and I was not going to wait until the beginning of 2023, because I did not want to go into 2023 with two crappy tasks. And this was just like a personal, well, one of them was the rebranding, which that wasn't too crappy, but it was just a lot of platforms. And then, but the other one was just so tedious, I didn't want to wait for 2023 to do it, because then I'll just put it off again and again and again. Because it wasn't a fun task at all. To be honest, I forget what the task was. It was that tedious. It was not that memorable. perhaps I maybe wanted to make sure I didn't memorize it, because I didn't, because I know I don't ever want to do it again. So that's how I ended my year, which also ate up my book reading time, which I could have probably still could have squeezed in, but I was too focused on the tasks. But this year, I'm going to get over 20 plus books. Who wants to take that goal? Who wants to take the bet with me? Come on. It's a friendly bet. No money is involved. Just a friendly bet. We can include a push-up challenge if you want. I'm game. Come on, let's get do it. So, yeah, you heard me right. Yeah, I'm ready to challenge all of you. So, my new goal for this year is to read 20 books plus. I'm aiming for 20. If I get over 20, that's great. And so that's my, but before I tell you the goals of this year, let me go circle back again. So that was my personal goal last year that I did not make. It was attainable, because I was off by two or three, which is not too bad. It's like in football. If you lose by a field goal, it's not too bad. Well, depending on if the team was good or not. I mean, et cetera. Because if when you lose to a very, very bad, supposedly bad team, it's kind of like, you guys got cocky on the field. Yeah. Sorry, reference. My other accomplishments were, what was my other accomplishments? I've been featured on 144 total guest appearances on podcasts, etc. And my goal was, you might laugh at this, it was a little bit high, but that was because I was looking for guest appearances every single day in the past years, but now I break it up into different parts of the week. But so I was off by, I hate to admit this, but I was off by 54-ish. So my goal was 200. I did not meet that clearly. So my new goal for this year is to get onto another 40 podcasts, which I think is doable, because I did that last year. So, and I've been looking for podcast guest appearance so far all this week. Sometimes two here. One day, maybe five here the next day, etc. So I think it's doable. And if I surpass it, great. And I'll take it. If I get another 100, that'd be awesome. Even more cool, too. So I'll take that. And what else did I accomplish last year? 18 publications. I don't have a guest. I did not do a very good job. I did not have. Well, I also completed. I created more promos for social media, for blog posts, the live streams. I rebranded everything of that. And I recreated some of this stuff because when a colleague of mine told me that less is more, and there should be space on either side of elements so that's not all shoved in together, butting heads, and people's like, what is that? I can't read it. So that was one of my bigger tasks towards the end of the year. So I got that done. I also found a new productivity tool, which can help me be more productive. I mean, which can help me with being more productive. And if you don't believe me, go check out Sidekick web browser. It's a really cool tool. And this is, no, it's not a promo for them, but I was kind of out of sorts when I did not have another all-in-one tool, just so I can have all my apps in one place. Well, I shouldn't say apps, but all my websites that I use in one place. And by websites, I mean all the tools and functionalities and everything else that makes Crazy Fitness Guy, Crazy Fitness Guy, except for the crazy part. And I wanted something that I can easily get to, so I didn't just, hey, let's go on YouTube and watch cat videos all day. In my case, I love dogs. And what's the other accomplishment?
The internet can be a distraction place. It's full of distractions like social media, shopping, and so many more websites that are very distracting, just like video games and whatnot. But it is all over the place. So much noise going on. Well, with a blocker tool like Freedom Blocker, it can block all those distraction websites that you find distracting. I block RuneScape, Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media marketing tools. Without Freedom Blocker, I wouldn't be able to run crazyfitnessguy.com because I'd be distracted all day long. But thanks to them, so I'm no longer distracted. Go to visit the web link in the show notes for more information about Freedom Blocker, for more information about what they do, what they are, and whatnot. And you can, and the best part about Freedom Blocker, you can use it on all of your devices, Apple, Windows, Macs, tablets, and more. Visit them to find learn more information. Are you stuck with and you don't know what to do for dinner? Well, let me tell you about this awesome, amazing company called Eat Clean Bro. You get healthy recipes delivered right to your door. They're fresh, they're cooked for you, and all you have to do is heat it up in a microwave or oven. It's simple, quick and easy, affordable, and each meal is delicious. I found them through Tiger Shulman's Karate, and I joined them and partnered with them because I think you will like them too. And I absolutely love their meals. They're fresh, authentic, and it's all around great food that you normally think, oh gee, I think this would take hours to cook, but they already took out all the cooking for you. All you have to do is heat it up in the microwave. How simple is that? Or the stove, or the oven. So go check out Eat Clean Bro and the links in the show notes for more information about them.
Do you like Crazy Fitness Guy and want us to stay in business? Consider becoming a subscriber to Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will be helping support our mission, which is to help educate people about autism and change their perspective so that they can look at it as a unique gift instead of a disease that needs to be cured. At Crazy Fitness Guy, there is only me, aka Jimmy Clare. I am what you call an indie podcaster, meaning there is no company backing Crazy Fitness Guy. So in other words, if I run out of money, there will be no more crazyfitnessguy.com. By becoming a premium podcast subscriber, you will get these exclusive benefits like ad-free content, so you do not have to listen to ads like this one anymore. Behind-the-scenes access, you will get sneak peek previews of upcoming shows, and you will get early access to episodes before it's released worldwide. Crazy Fitness Guy's premium podcast has been featured over 9+ countries around the world. So just think about that. If you like these exclusive benefits, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/support for more information. I hope you will consider supporting me and Crazy Fitness Guy for years to come. Thank you for your generous support over the years. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Oh, I finished a workout program last year. It was called 6 weeks of the work and 6 weeks of the prep. And I finished those two workout programs. And, oh, I also got my high green belt in karate, and I got my first stripe on my high green belt, so I'm excited about that. Oh, I almost forgot, and I also got to be on the, oh, can I say it yet? Oh, I'm, okay. Yeah, I'm going to say it. I was a guest appearance on Avatar, The Last Airbender. They have a podcast. So, and I got to meet Janet Varney, who was the voice of Korra on Legend of Korra. And I also met Dante Basco, who you may know, as Prince Zuko on Avatar, The Last Airbender. And I think he also played General Iroh in Legend of Korra. So it was cool meeting them. Which is, how many times do you in life do you get to meet 2 celebrities in one day? Slim, very, very slim to none. So it was awesome. And I think that was it for my accomplishments last year. Yeah, like I said, my goals weren't that practical. So this year, I'm going at a more practical way, so which is get 10 more newsletter subscribers. I would like to get 10 more web app downloads. I'm looking to get 100 followers on Medium. And you're probably wondering, well, how's that practical? Well, lately I've been marketing, I wouldn't say marketing, but I've been reading, I've been using my Medium profile for Crazy Fitness Guy on Medium, which is a writing/blogging platform. And I've been using it to read articles from other writers and other publications. So just to see what people's talking, people writing on the platform. And I have 42 Medium followers, and I started with 29 last year. So, and I don't mean I started at the beginning of 2022 with 29. I mean, I started at the end of last year with 29. So I have gained quite a bit of followers by 12 followers so far. So I have 42. My goal is to get to 100 so I can go back into the Medium Partner Program, which will help to support Crazy Fitness Guys, productions, etc. Because, you know, everything costs money these days. I'm sure you probably experienced the high costs of every gosh darn little nook and cranny. I've been feeling a lot lately too, especially because it feels like every company is nickel and diming everyone. One of them I'm not going to name any names. Shutterfly. Sorry, I sneezed. So my next goal, my other goals for this year is to increase my website visitors by 50. And the reason why I'm saying 50 is because since I don't have any control over traffic, I mean, it's up to the algorithms, written content, and 400 plus other SEO stuff. It could spike up at any minute. It can go plummet in any second. So I felt like 50 is not the weirdest number to pick. If I chose 5,000, I might be asking for a little too much. Now, if I hit the over like 2,000 mark by the end of the year, that'd be really cool, but I'm going to go with 50 because like I said in my last year article, my website took a plummeted drop. I'm not the best in SEO. I'm always learning. I am not an expert in search engine optimization. The three words of scary. Search engine optimization. Hate it. And one of my other ones is increase the store's sales, which I've also created promos for social media, which I will be starting to do very soon. Maybe today or maybe tomorrow. Just keep looking out there and keep following me and Crazy Fitness Guy on social media because you'll be seeing the new templates. And the reason why I haven't, I'm also want to increase my membership sales, etc. So for a premium podcast, the Triple Crazy. And there's a few new things coming. Let's just say there's going to be new music on the live stream intro and outro and the podcast and both podcasts. So be on the lookout for that. And keep checking back in Crazy Fitness Guy because there's more new stuff coming. And just to wrap up for today, I just have to do this because just so people believe me and don't think I... what I shared the other day about my being co-authored in a published book. And if you don't believe me that the book is real, think again. Because I got it right here. We're going to do this right on camera. Are you ready? I'm ready. It just came today. It's supposed to come tomorrow, but thank you, Amazon, for being here early. And it's right on camera. Book arrives. The Art of Connection. I wonder where my... Let's see. Where is... Oh, wow. There's over 300 pages in here. And it's not going alphabetical order. Or does it? No, it is not. I don't know. Let's see. Well, let's see if I can find it real quick. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Okay, I'm not in the first 60 pages, as far as I can tell. Wow, this is a big book. I know I'm in here somewhere, but where? Oh, here it is. Page 310. And I'm not kidding. See? Here's my name. Right in the book. And let's see. I'm just going to go to this 310. I'm not going to burn it for anymore. And I'll drop this and link. Yep. And let's just share that. There it is. Like William's picture. So, and that is the start of the new year. And if you're looking to be motivated with motivational quotes, if you're an entrepreneur, or if you're a business owner, or if you're just need some inspiration to start the new year, then you should definitely go get this book of transformational quotes, motivational, etc. And it's called The Art of Connection, 365 Days of Transformational Quotes by Entrepreneurs, Business Owners, and Influencers. So go check it out. It's on Amazon. And yeah, it just launched on Wednesday. And I'm definitely excited to be finally published. Well, co-author published. It's the counts. So yeah, I'm glad I shared this with you. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. And trust me, there's still more to come for the rest of the year. So definitely stay tuned, subscribe, and I'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast / Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. In the meantime, peace. Oh, one more quick sneak peek preview. Next week's guest, she's a lawyer, but she's, let's just say, she's badass, and she's all over the place on social media. She, yeah, she, but, and she's not telling me to say that because she's a lawyer. No, she does a lot of stuff with clients and everything, but she's going to be on the show next week. So stay tuned. And yeah, you don't want to miss a good show. And I enjoy having every guest on the show. So in the meantime, I'll see you back here for another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Hell at 11 podcast/weekly motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. Whew, that's a mouthful, I forget, but I'm keeping it. Anyway, in the meantime, see you back.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.